It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, this will make you, this might make you feel 40. Something big over in the US that is happening at the moment with a franchise restaurant. I think before the end of this year, we will see this in Australia.
Okay.
McDonald's has made a Happy Meal for adults.
Oh, that's the dream.
So it's,
what's the toy?
Well, the toy is a series of McNugget buddies.
Oh.
So it's like there's six or seven of them. And so you got to, it's again, it's a collect 'em all, which is very, very clever. And they're little chicken nuggets, but they're characters. So like one's like the town mayor and they've got a hat on
God,
and a mustache.
That's so cute.
And there's one that's like got a lot of scarves on and there's like fun little ones that are like got ice skating skates on, all these things. You got to collect them all. But the actual Happy Meal is for grown-ups. It's called the Grown-Up Happy Meal. And instead of just having like a tiny burger and a tiny thing of chips, it has got like a proper double Big Mac by the looks of it. And it's got 10 chicken nuggets as well.
Yum.
So it's a collaboration with some streetwear company over in the States that I've never heard of.
Oh, maybe that's where they've dressed the chicken
nuggets.
Maybe,
yeah, maybe that's why they're super funky nuggets. Oh, you gotta slow down when you say that. Almost ended it all on damn chicken nuggets.
What a way to go out, though.
Yeah, honestly. Take a bit of control with, maybe I should say it.
Funky.
Funky.
Nuggets.
Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I really believe that the director of marketing from McDonald's has said that they look forward to receiving something similar in Australia before the end of the year.
What do you think is the ideal adult, I was going to say adult toy, the ideal adult Happy Meal
How many batteries does it take?
Timothy.
Sorry. You asked.
I don't want to hear that. What?
I think it's called a funky nugget.
I'm serious. What would you actually want? Like, if you ordered an adult Happy Meal, what are you wanting to receive as the
as
toy?
As the toy. Mm. That's a great question. Honestly, maybe like some bin bags or like a box of mints.
Right, yeah.
Afterwards. Maybe even like a mini toothbrush and toothpaste.
Cute.
I'm trying to think of like, maybe it's like shampoo. Like we treat it like the hotel route. Is there anything that you would like to receive as an adult
Happy Meal? A mini compass. Iconic keychain.
Yes. I guarantee if I gave you a current compass, that's say that slow as well. Current compass.
Stop trying to ruin our careers.
I don't think you would know how to use a real one, let alone a mini one.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you. Even if you were like, which way is north? You've got the compass.
I'll give you a hint.
You look at it.
If you're in North Geelong, you're going the right way. I besides the adult toys that you're thinking of, what
that's
is something?
Not,
what, can you get your head out of the gutter for 1 second and tell us a toy that isn't a weird compass that you would like to see that's genuinely helpful to an adult in 2024?
New iPhone.
There we go. Finally, it's a collaboration with Apple.
Also needs some batteries.
Just AirPods. Thank you very much. So there you go. In Australia, before the end of 2024, mark our words, there will be.
Not AirPods in your Happy Meal.
Yep. And if you don't get it at the drive-thru, say, Tim and Jess said it was going to be here. So hand it over already. You're 14. I'm a grown adult. Give me my Happy Meal.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that are in standing relationships, that have been in relationships for a while, they might go out for like a dinner, might have a date night, might have some plans, maybe some gifts are being exchanged.
I'm making some chicken Kievs.
Now that's love.
Yeah, it really is. It's Akshay's favourite meal. But we were chatting with a mutual friend of ours, Tim, and they were telling us that they're going on a first date.
Which is just...
tomorrow.
So impressive.
We're like, hang on a second.
There's a lot of expectation on that.
Valentine's Day? You're going on a first date on Valentine? That is so much pressure on that date.
And it's like stones to whoever was the person that suggested it. Because like accepting an invitation to go on a date on that day, you go, you know what? I will. But
I
being
mean,
the
cute
one that
if
thinks
it
of
ends
it,
up in like going somewhere into like a cute little relationship. But otherwise, then forever, Valentine's Day is tarnished for you.
Yeah, it is. It is. I never thought of it like that. It's a bold move to make. 5223295 Can you take someone on a first date on Valentine's Day.
It just seems like a very bold choice.
We do have a new thing that we're doing every single week. You could be inducted into the Caller Hall of Fame thanks to the Sporting Globe Geelong Eat Drink Sport. $100 goes to someone at the end of every week. If you've called up and contributed to the show in a way that we love, made us giggle, made us think about what you've said,
yeah,
you could be winning that $100 to spend at the Sporting Globe. But you do have to give us a call, especially with topics like this, with conversations that we're having like this. This is, I would love to hear someone who has been on a first date.
Make our mate feel better about accepting this date because she's starting to panic a little bit.
52232955. Can you take someone on a first date on Valentine's Day? If this has happened to you, we would love to hear the story. Hayley from Bell Park's giving us a call. Good afternoon, Hayley. How do you feel about someone going on a first date on Valentine's Day, the biggest day of love for 2024?
Look, I have done it once, and so now I think it's a red flag because it didn't go too well.
Oh, my God. So how long ago was this, Hayley?
This was last year.
Okay.
I was talking to a guy from one of the apps. We agreed to meet up just for a coffee. I don't think he asked me a question the whole time, and then he made me pay for my own coffee at the end.
Hayley, do you think he had any idea it was Valentine's Day? Like, were the hearts hanging down?
There was a lot of heart decor around.
Because oh my God!
To me, like, I thought it was very clever. Like coffee, like a morning date. That I feel like that takes a lot of pressure off the nighttime dates that would be on Valentine's Day.
But maybe he had another date later.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Hayley. No, that is, he genuinely, Hayley, might have had no idea that it was Valentine's Day.
I would believe it after chatting with him,
what little chatting you guys did do.
If you had to like go on a date and pay for your own food or drink, a coffee date's the one you don't want to go out for like a 4-star dinner.
A guy did that to me once where he went,
a lot of money.
How are we going to do this? I was like, what do you mean, sir? Pay for it for me, please.
Hayley, I feel for you. That's brutal.
What are your Valentine's Day plans tomorrow, Hayley?
Bit of a Galentine situation.
I love that.
Still no luck.
Yeah, it's a bounce back year.
Still no luck. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. There's nothing smart about what I'm going to say next because I don't quite understand how this has happened.
One of my favourite things is you bringing complex things to the show and walking us all through it, including yourself. It's a team effort. Because normally we like to bring stuff to the show that's like beneficial to people.
Of course.
So do you think this is going to benefit us all?
I don't know if it's going to benefit anyone, but it's a wild story, so strap in. An aquarium believes a stingray was impregnated by a shark.
I have heard about this. I was wondering how long until you got your eyes across it. I thought yesterday, I was like, okay, we got through the day without just bringing up this very weird aquarium
this
story.
This is so weird. So they found this stingray, and they're like, there's no way this thing could have gotten pregnant
anywhere else.
They thought maybe it could be like a cancer, very sad. Wasn't cancer. Turns out to be little stingray pups.
Baby stingers.
Do you know that baby stingers are called pups?
Shockingly, I did.
Found that out today.
Shockingly, I did.
So they found out that this little stingray in North Carolina, her name's Charlotte, she is pregnant with multiple pups, and they believe that it could be one of two sharks that could be the father.
So I imagine it's not some hybrid stingray shark that's going to happen. I imagine there's something that where they have done it and like the stingrays reproduce in a way where they can kind of
Other suggestion they're making is that this is a really hard word to say. Are you ready?
I promise I won't make fun of you.
Parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis.
Like you don't have to, no offense, you don't have to sound that dumb when you say it.
Parthenogenesis.
Right.
It's apparently when eggs develop on their own without fertilization, which they believe could have happened because there was no other stingrays in this aquarium at the same time as Charlotte. So they believe that it could be either that or a white spot bamboo male shark.
It's done something, whether it's like giving it a cheeky, like, you know, fin on the tail. And, what's going on over here?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Blow some bubbles. And oh, no, I'm pregnant. How am I going to tell No one's going to believe that. This, I imagine, is exactly how Mary felt.
Yeah. Oh, don't be saying that. Don't be saying that.
What I see, this is the thing that I love about this. So here in an aquarium, one stingray, all by itself, somehow has managed to get pregnant.
Yeah.
There are zoos and laboratories dedicated to pandas who will refuse to get it on and save the race of pandas. They don't go extinct.
Immaculate conceptions in one aquarium.
These pandas, they've got lace on. They've got, you know, a whole field of bamboo. Prime mating season. Not feeling it, guys. Sorry.
Did you say they give them lingerie?
Yeah, they do. They're trying everything from what I've overheard. When you're trying to save an animal from going extinct, you will put on the Barry Manilow.
Maybe they need to put the pandas in with the sharks.
Yeah, and they're finally
get it done.
Maybe they hadn't considered a horny shark. It could go horribly wrong and actually speed up the rate of extinction. Because
good Lord.
Yeah, weird. We threw the panda in the shark tank and it just refused to reproduce. If anything, the sharks ate them all.
Maybe you were right. Maybe we shouldn't discuss this. Yeah,
I told you. Whistling the way home. Listening to Sunday. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. Will from the newsroom, he did a double backflip to come into the studio.
It was very impressive.
Very athletic.
Absolutely. And not only are you very athletic, Will, but you love the news. You're always like, did you hear this? Here's what's going on.
Just obsessed.
I can report this. We love it.
Yep. And today's been busy.
Okay, so let's jump into this.
Metricon, award-winning display home at Jen Finesford Display Village. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock, have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Well, it's been a great day for our friends in Bendigo. What's happened?
They have been... That was the whole question.
What happened?
What If have named them the Town of the Year for 2024.
Number one in Australia.
Yeah.
Take that, Cooper Petey, as we said earlier in the show.
I think they were in there, were they?
Top 10, Broken Hill was
Broken
also
Hill
in there.
Broken Hill was up very high, considering it's Broken
Never
Hill.
Never been.
I almost took a job in Broken Hill, and it's the only time my dad ever called me and said, I don't think you should move to Broken Hill. Joke's on him. I didn't get offered it, but I almost did.
Well, Bendigo was the only Victorian town in there. Catherine was at number four. That's a great place.
Is it Northern Territory? I've never been.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But go Bendigo. Chinese dragon. Yeah, we love well it. Done. Year of the dragon. Get it done.
More pain for the kids at the canteen because we talked about the ham and cheese sandwich being banned from WA yesterday.
Yeah.
This is my worst case scenario, Jess.
What's being banned now in South Australia?
Try and get it.
No, I think I did see this. It's not fairy bread, is it?
It is.
Oh, Timmy, are you okay?
I'm never sending my child to school in South Australia. We had grand plans as a family, but no, not now. That's like...
I watched a man from the US make what he called fairy bread on TikTok the other day. And I don't know if he was just trying to intentionally tick me off.
Right.
But he was like, oh yeah, so apparently in Australia they have this thing called fairy bread where you toast the bread.
No, what
are you doing? And then you butter it lightly and then he put like maybe four sprinkles on it. And I was like... You have misunderstood fairy bread so poorly.
If that's what it was, I would ban it from schools. But not what it currently is, which is delicious.
Yeah.
Fairy bread.
Butter and you just squish it in the sprinkles.
Yeah, the more sprinkles, the better. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like it's the every person's... It's more Australian to me than Vegemite. Because Vegemite's so 50-50. Some people are like, yeah, I really like it. Yeah. A lot of people are like, I hate the taste. Who hates fairy bread?
No one.
No.
Exactly.
I might have fairy bread for my wedding instead of a wedding cake.
Get it done.
Might be cheaper.
I don't think you'll get any complaints.
Yeah.
Unless you make it like that guy on TikTok did, Jess.
Oh, my God.
And which kids' television network was a broadcast partner for the Super Bowl yesterday?
We did see this. It was Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Oh, my God.
The two things that I saw were Dora the Explorer was popping up, and she's like, that's a touchdown, where they go to the end zone. Like, she'll explain the rules to people that don't know. But
which is so great, because there would have been so many parents out there yesterday that wanted to watch the Super Bowl. But for kids, not exciting at all.
No.
Throw in Dora the Explorer. Throw in SpongeBob SquarePants.
The touchdown area was the slime zone.
Slime zone.
Yes!
Great.
Yes.
I really quite liked SpongeBob and Patrick doing... Because it seems like the voice actors that do SpongeBob and Patrick, they love Gridiron. They love the NFL.
Oh.
So yeah, they were doing mostly genuine commentary, but just in SpongeBob and Patrick's
That's
voice.
That's amazing.
And then just making references to like, well, if he gets a touchdown, we'll give him 100 Krabby Patties. I watched it back yesterday.
That was good. Can we have Nickelodeon do the same thing for the AFL Grand Final this year? Because yeah, I would watch
Bluey.
That.
Bluey needs
Oh, my God, Bluey.
Bingo, yeah, get on it. I think that's great.
That'd be great. That'd be terrific.
Yeah, the ABC is like, here we go. I see dollar signs.
Yeah, there we go.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I know we've been chatting a lot about Valentine's Day, Jess, and you've brought a couple of things to the show, like Scrap Your Ex, where people can send yeah, details of their ex to like a car yard, mm-hmm, and they'll like write your ex's name on the side of a car, and then you can watch a video of it getting yep, crushed.
You can break up with someone with a pizza.
Yep.
I mean, amazing.
It's a beautiful world that we live in 2024. Now, when you were meeting your, like, obviously now in hindsight, when you met your fiancé, like, you hope that he's the one, but you don't know for sure.
Oh,
like,
no, I knew pretty quickly.
No, like, seriously, like, the first time you met him.
Yeah.
Like, there's, and you bring him maybe to your place. Like, you're hopeful, but there's no way for us to know. You're just very hopeful.
I guess there's no way to know, yeah. But I, like I came to you, like, days after meeting my fiancé. I was like, I think I'm going to marry this man.
How does your fiancé... how does your cat react to your fiancé?
My first cat hated my fiancé.
Really?
he just very much didn't. He was like, we had a good thing going here.
Right, with you and him, the cat.
We were,
exclusive.
We were fine.
Now you bring this third chump in.
Who is this 6-foot handsome fella you're bringing
home? I'm sure that's what your cat said. Did it, when you saw your... This time, this guy you were just dating.
Yeah.
Your cat didn't like him. Did that give you a red flag?
It did give me a few red flags. I was like, okay. Like, he tried really hard. The cat just really hated him. Like, a lot.
Oh, look, I spent a lot of time at trying to get to be friends with your first cat.
Yeah.
And I think...
He was just a bit of an a-hole.
Yeah, and that's fine. In a recent study done by Burns Pet Nutrition, it was revealed that 70% of single women would choose their dog over a potential partner if their furry friends didn't approve.
Ooh.
So, like, say you bring someone home,
yeah,
and the dog's like, arr, 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 and every time they come over, you're like, oh my God, Bubbles, stop. This is so embarrassing. He's never liked this, I swear.
Yeah.
They're more likely to just go, no, Bubbles.
That seems like a red flag.
Bubbles got a read on you.
Yep.
You're not the kind of
Dogs
guy that I want to date.
Dogs are very smart. They are very smart. Cats are a-holes to everyone.
Cats are cunning.
Yeah.
Again, I'll say it for the first time, and not for the first time. I think cats can speak, but they're just choosing not to.
That's so true.
I think
it's
they know
so
English,
true,
and they're just going, not for us. Not for us whatsoever. So if you're maybe seeing someone new and you go, hey, come around, not for that. I need you to meet my pet, specifically my dog.
It's a test.
And if it's not vibing with you, neither am I. Not to you. So it's about 70% of single people.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
It's impressive.
That's a very high number.
It's almost 80, some
it
would
say. It is. Goodbye.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.